By hard fate was she born into such days, for she was gentle of heart and loved neither hunting nor war. Her love was given to trees and to the flowers of the wild, and she was a singer and a maker of songs. 2 months only had she been wedded to Huor when he went with his brother to the Nirnaeth Arnoediad, and she never saw him again. But now the tale returns to Húrin and Huor in the days of their youth. It is said that for a while the sons of Galdor dwelt in Brethil as foster sons of Haldir their uncle, after the custom of northern men in those days. They often went to battle with the men of Brethil against the orcs, who now harried the northern borders of their land, for Húrin, though only 17 years of age, was strong, and Huor the younger was already as tall as most full-grown men of that people. On a time, Húrin and Huor went with a company of scouts, but they were ambushed by the orcs and scattered, and the brothers were pursued to the ford of Brithiach. There they would have been taken or slain, but for the power of Ulmo that was still strong in the waters of Sirion. And it is